We've heard about women breaking through the glass ceiling in corporate America. Well, now more women are shattering the glass gangway. For generations, lobstermen in Maine have been predominantly, well, lobster men. NPR's Chris Arnold goes lobstering with one of the industry's female captains.
At a small gas dock in a rock-lined cove on Deer Isle, Maine, there's a new captain fueling up.
Genevieve Kerlick, fishing vessel Hello Darling.
Kerlick is 29 years old. She's wearing a tank top, orange fishing overalls, and lobster buoy earrings.
Actually, hold on a minute. Let me fuel up and get away from the dock.
Hello Darlin is a small lobster boat. It's a stand-up center console with a steering wheel, no roof or cabin for shade. The engine fires right up, and Kerlick is clearly happy to be heading out into the harbor. She still remembers that day last year when she came out here for the first time as the captain of her own boat.
It was the most exciting day of my life that I can remember in near times. It is something that I worked towards for 6 years. I was definitely nervous the few times I came out, for sure. Luckily, I had a childhood friend that came out with me last year as my stern man. He kind of, you know, made sure I was keeping it together, and now I love it.
In case you were wondering, Kerlick is not a lobster woman.
I call myself a lobsterman, even though I'm a woman. You know, the lobster fishing industry isn't necessarily always politically correct.
So you're a lobsterman.
I'm a lobsterman.
That works.
Kerlick grew up just east of here along the coast near Acadia National Park. When she was a kid, she wanted to be a marine biologist. After high school, she got into racing sailboats. She spent time crewing on sailboats down in the Caribbean. And then she came back up here and was working in boatyards. She says that's when she started becoming friends with more fishermen.
I was working at a boatyard in Blue Hill when one of the sternmen needed a fill-in for a little while, for just a couple days a week. And then one day I was sitting in our local bar. One of the bigger fishermen from Stonington came in, and he bet me that I couldn't fish out of Stonington. So I accepted the job, and I went with him for a year. And it was good. It was a good job. We worked well together. I enjoyed it a lot.
Being a stern man is hard work. The captain on larger boats gets to drive and is in out of the sun. The stern man's out on the stern, which is the back of the boat, and has to haul up the traps and rebait them. And those traps are heavy, upwards of 40 pounds, and more when they're full of lobsters. They're made of wire mesh, but also have bricks or cement runners to keep them down on the ocean floor.
More fishermen, guys that kind of, you know, teased me in the beginning, are really supportive now. You know, I can break a big 4-foot concrete trap over the rail just as well as anybody else. And women tend to be faster with their hands. You see a lot of women third men because they can bait and band faster. And we show up on time, we show up sober, and we don't argue with the captain so much.
Kerlick guides her boat over to one of her maroon-colored lobster buoys. Actually, she says the color is Merlot. Her electric power winch pulls the trap to the water's surface. Then Kerlick lifts it up onto the boat's rail.
Whoa, that one's full of them, huh?
It happens. Every dog gets a bone once in a while.
Yeah. Keepers.
The ocean water in Maine is cold and clear, so even here, 30 feet down or so, Kerlick can see where the sand meets some rocks. That's where you want to set your trap. Kerlick says when the recession hit back 5 years ago, that actually brought more women into lobstering. She says the demand and the price for lobsters fell. And so instead of paying a stern man, some captains decided to keep the money in the family.
I think it really gave a lot of women that chance. You know, your son probably already has his own boat and is fishing somewhere, but your daughter's home and she's willing to go. So I really think it opened up a lot of opportunities. Keep it in mind that there's always been women fishermen in our area. You just see a lot more of them now.
This summer has been tough, though. The price of lobster has been way down. But Kerlick still says she's happy that she took the plunge.
To me, every time I leave the dock, it's a little exciting. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else today.
Chris Arnold, NPR News.